Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is at the 45th Annual Indian National Finals Rodeo. Our guest today, a Cherokee Indian bull rider from Oklahoma by the name of Cannon Cravens. Cannon, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Cannon, tell us about your bull riding career, how you got started, when, and how old are you now?
I started riding sheep when I was about 3 years old and went through riding calves and steers, you know, and worked my way up to big bulls and just turned 21, and it seems like things are finally coming back together and I'm starting to ride good again.
More they are at the Indian National Finals Rodeo round number two. You were 84 to win the round on a major league bull called Chile Sugar of the 4B Bucking Bulls. You get on some major league bulls in various organizations as the INFR.
Yes, sir. Whenever I seen I had that bull this morning, I was excited because, shoot, it's kind of rare to draw something you see every weekend on TV at something like this, you know, and there's several good bulls back there, but whenever you draw one like that, you better be ready to do your job.
Well, obviously, you've been on some major league bulls because you've been to the PBR World Finals. What did that take and what was it like?
It was awesome, man. I've been on several good bulls like him, but, I mean, if you stub your toe just a little bit, something like that's going to throw you off. And I had a good start in round one, 78 points, and I just wanted to keep it rolling. So I was sitting there thinking, do not fall off this bull. Make everything right. It took me a little bit to get out on him, but he finally felt right where I wanted him in the box, and I nodded, and everything worked out just fine.
Well, a beautiful win in round two at the INFR. You know, people may not realize that this is literally a major league sport. I mean, it's comparable to the NFL, the NBA, and technique and style and a golf swing. You've got as much technique involved in riding bulls. Share with us about the athleticism and the professional athletics in your business.
I mean, it's wake up and do your drills, get on the mechanical bull, which I do. I don't try to get on very much practice bulls because there's no use in getting on practice bulls to get yourself hurt. Stay in shape, keep everything rolling throughout the week, and just get pumped up and ready to go before the weekend.
You must appreciate Indian Rodeo because you've been to the PBR World Finals. You don't have anything to prove, and you come rodeo with us. Why?
Yes, sir. I mean, it's just a completely different atmosphere when you step in here with all these Indians. It feels like home, and, I mean, they're all just wanting you to do good, and they're all behind you, so it's just a great feeling.
Yes, sir. What's some of the challenges in your profession?
Just keep staying on. I mean, I really don't know. Just keep doing my thing and don't let nothing stop me, because whenever you get right there in that mindset where something's going to stop you or slow you down, then you ain't going to do no good.
Yes, sir. What are some of the rewards?
Oh, the rewards are great, man. Shoot, there's still a lot more to come, but I like the money and I like the buckles and I like everybody. Shoot, there's so many people that come up there on the back of that buck and shoot before I get on. It just pumps me up.
Yes, sir. Anything you can share with the youngsters listening that might encourage them to be the best they can do?
Just give it everything you got and keep working for what you want. It's all up to you, and don't let anything slow you down.
That's words of our champion, Cherokee bull rider, PBR World Finals, and winner of round two at the Indian National Finals Rodeo, Cannon Cravens. Cannon, thank you very much, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Episodes of this program may be heard on randytaylorannouncer.com.
Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live Cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.